Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Making keto cake. Can I keto cake tonight? That's what we're doing.
We've been going in starting you guys the weekend.
Huh?
Are you guys starting your weekend?
Well, we're actually, like, I have to work. I'm working this weekend, and then Kevin's got to
Same.
work tomorrow.
Same. Let's give it a
So,
high five that we're both working. We all three of us are working.
yes. So I told Sam I'll get it done either tonight or tomorrow because I have to work tomorrow. So.
Same here. I do have to work tomorrow as well to ensure that everything is all fine, everything is all good. My clients are happy, as you are at the moment. Are you?
Yes, I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm good. We're good.
All right, okay. Well, you were asking me for emails, for professional emails, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, because I'm wondering, like, so here's the question, like, how do I know when a sale come in? Is that going to come to my Gmail?
Well, the
Or is
sales,
that going to.
yes, of course, if you will have a notification through your website, like, hey, this order has been placed through your website, so you'll be getting on the back end.
So that would come through my El Paroc 12, or is that going to be at a wisteriavine.com?
PayPal.
What is it?
You will receive a PayPal that this is the amount that has been paid for this product. Then you have to ship it or send them.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to get a notification PayPal. But what
Yes.
email is that going to go to my El Paroc email or to Wisteria Vine?
Oh, well, Wisteria Wines will be used because this is a business, and this is going to be a big business, and not as this is starting, each and everything should be on point and accurate. All right. Even if one thing spills, all right, all of the reputation of this brand and this business will go down. All right, because people over here do have a lot of trust issues, and you know it, right? So if there is any kind of thing that they think this is not good, they get skeptic, they will not be returning back to you or even buying anything off you. Or they might spread the word like, hey, no, don't go for this business. I don't think it's secure. So you do
Yeah, I'm
not
kind
want
of
that,
old.
do you?
No. So, okay, that's why I was just curious on how that was going to be.
Well, the emails will
Okay.
be created. Well, the emails will be created for info and sales at listeriawinesboutique.com. All right, and another email will be created from your name, Clarissa, because you're the owner. All right, and you should have an email address of the business as well.
Okay.
And I had a question regarding Google affiliation for the business. So, well, do you have the GMB for Google with Google for your business? Even if I go ahead and type in Wisteria Vines over Google, will it show up? Like, where is it located? What is the phone number? What is the email address? And what is the website?
Do I have it? What do you call it?
The GMB, Google My Business.
Google what? Mobile business?
Google My Business. Like, well, it is
No.
affiliated with Google. So
Do I
Google
need to
should.
sign up for that?
Well, you do need that because that will show the authentication of the business on an international market. Like if
Oh,
someone searches.
I don't want to do international. I just
No,
want to keep it,
not international. I'm saying
rural.
on the internet. All right, like if you
Oh,
tell
I see.
someone like, hey, Wisteria Wines is my business, if they go ahead and search it over Google, so you show up over there. It's not about
I
being
thought we,
international.
isn't that what the SSL and all that was for?
It was for the security. That is something really different for what I'm telling you right now.
So it has to be registered with, what you're saying, it has to be registered with Google.
Yes, the GMB, Google My Business.
Oh, and how do I do that?
Google My Business is created through emails. All right, that will be created for you, and then once
Oh.
Yes, once we go ahead and file it through Google, we send out an email to Google like, this is the business that needs to be authenticated by you guys. All right, then we provide Google your address for the location of this business. All right, and then Google sends a verification code in the mailbox that you need to provide to me.
Oh, okay. Do I give them my P.O. box, or is this, do I have to give them my home?
Yeah, if you don't have any kind of physical location, do you?
No, but I do have a P.O. box. I think I sent that to you a while ago.
Mm-hmm. And how's Kevin?
On the P.O. box. Huh? Kevin's fine. He's listening. You don't speak this because I'm cracking eggs right now.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin, he's saying hello. He says, hello.
Because
I don't want everybody to know that I live here, you know, my personal house address, that's why we have a P.O. box.
Well,
I think it's on the website.
Do you want to put any kind of location onto this business or no?
Yeah, we'll stick with the P.O. box. Because I don't want any weirdos coming to my house.
Oh, no, of course not. Of course not. This is just for the internet. All right, like Google needs affiliation with that.
I know.
Because Google My Business is no longer an optional. It's an essential part of any business online presence and often the first place customer look for up-to-date information about your company. All right. If your customer wants to find your new opening hours or want to call you to inquire about your health and safety protocols, you can bet they probably aren't going to crack open your yellow pages. Instead, they're going to go ahead on Google and type in your business name, and they need that information over there. Even if you want some kind of information, for any kind of business, all right, you'll always go to Google and search for their phone number over there, right?
I do. I do that. Yep, I sure do.
And
but I don't have a business phone. I only have a cell phone though, so I probably need to get a business phone, huh?
Yes. All right. You need a toll-free phone number. All right. But do you have a toll-free phone number? Because once the website goes live, all right, you'll be receiving a lot of phone calls. All right, on your personal phone number or text or anything like that. But you don't want to be disturbed by a personal phone number, do you?
No. Let me. I had Frontier call me because I can call Spectrum, but
I can
have
provide
to look into that
service if you want.
Well, who would be that? Who'd you go through?
Well, it will be us, Orbit.
How much is that going to cost me, Sunshine? How much is that going to cost me?
Well,
it has
a setup file. It has a setup cost for that, like the first time you set up anything. It does have a cost for that, all right? And then the monthly charges, as you know, with like $10 or $5 comes in. Kevin said no.
Kevin said no.
Just go ahead, my apologies.
No, you're good. He said no. I'll look into Spectrum or
If you go with Spectrum, they do have some good let me let you know because they're one of our providers. It's gonna be only phone. But they go by like $12 a month or something like that, I suppose.
Yeah, we already have them with our cable or our home and internet.
That's wonderful then.
Yeah, so I'll call them and see if how much it is just to add a business line.
Mm-hmm.
So yep.
It might be
okay.
$12, something like that.
Okay, and I'll let you know Monday on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that's it. A question.
All right. So the two email addresses that will be, one is the sales and the other one is the other one is Clarissa.
Okay, and is that like a separate email or is that like connected to my personal email?
Well, it's going to be a separate email with a separate link to log in, of course, because that is with your domain name. not a separate, not over Google.
So the PayPal and stuff, would that go to
over there?
That new email? It would go to that one.
Yes.
Or
if you want to be able to be connected to your previous email, you can get it connected over there.
Well, I think when we did the PayPal setup, I think Sam put lparock12@gmail for the email, and that's why I'm questioning. I'm like, oh, I would want to have a separate business email. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely do.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, that's when I asked the question about having a business email. That's why we're having this conversation.
Well, that is not a problem. The emails will be created once the website is ready. The domain name is already pointed. If you go ahead and just give me a minute, WisteriaWinesBoutique.com. If you click on that, it is already hosted and pointed on our hosting, and you'll be able to see the timings and the day that are coming up. Like, hey, coming soon.
Okay, we'll look at that here in a little bit.
Yeah, of course. And what do you think about the website? Do you think it's pretty good? Going fine?
It's what I asked for. It's just basic. It's simple. Except for, I know he's going to do some more edits. I've got to type out some things tonight. Like, thank you so much, because I wanted something. That, to me, was simple. I'll have to have him look at it.
Screen?
No, I'm actually trying to make cupcakes. I'm multitasking right now. I'm talking to you and making cupcakes.
Cupcakes. Okay. All right. Okay.
But I'm gonna edit. I'm gonna do another detailed edit again. But I'm gonna go through each page one, like top, page one, page two. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Just be very thorough. So I promised Sam I'd get it done either tonight or tomorrow night.
You don't have to worry about it, all right? I have already told Sam that you're one of the most amazing clients, all right? So he's going to be chill. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, just know that I got to work this weekend. Otherwise, I would have it done, but I've got a piano lesson to go to, and then I've got to get up early morning to go work. So anyway.
Creating a website is, you can say, a bit hard on the development side, all right, but getting it marketed and stuff like that comes on the client, all right, because that's how they want their business to be going, all right, and if they don't want that business to grow that much, because I'm pretty sure that you want this business to grow, all right, so you can come out on a limousine, on a red carpet, all right, so, well, this is how it is. All right, you have to go ahead and put in some efforts to make sure that the business is running perfectly fine. And if you do want to just work with the word of mouth, then, of course, I do not have any kind of issues with that.
Well, let us start first, and then we'll get there.
Absolutely. So. Well, that is not a problem. Your domain has been pointed over to the hosting server. All right.
Okay.
And, whenever the website is finalized, we're just going to go ahead and host it over to the domain name, and the website goes live.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
To the information regarding the DMB. All right. And then I'll give you a call. All right. And we can discuss whether to go with it or not. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Sounds good. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, no worries about it. All right. I'll give you a call back within 9-10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.